My hometown has a legend. You see the three old men, and then you die. Some say they're the ghosts of caved-in coal miners. Others call them fates or lost apostles. But the progression is always the same. The first passes you in the street. You've never seen him before and never will again. But he catches your eye and he tips his hat. An old man's hat. That's how you know it's him. You think about his face all day. As time passes, you can always remember exactly what he looks like. Just don't bother to describe him or draw him, because he looks different to everyone. I saw him a year ago. His front teeth were missing. That's why he stuck in my mind. I just didn't realize he was the first old man until I saw the second. The second is death. I know that seems out of order, but I didn't write the legend. You pass a terrible accident where an old man is mangled beyond recognition. He seems to have been there for hours, but no authorities have been called. I found the second in an alley. He looked like he'd been smoking on the fire escape and lost his balance, hit the pavement head first, and burst like a water balloon of desiccated viscera. My first thought was to call for help, but then I remembered the first and realized this was the second, and there was no point in calling because no one would come. All you can do is pass by. That's the legend. The third is the worst because it's someone that you know, and yet again, it's the first time you've seen him. He's the wily one, implanting memories into your mind of fabricated encounters in your past. In that moment, he's a treasured friend, perhaps even a relative. You let him get close. He lays his hand on yours, says goodbye, and then you die. I was thinking about the alley when I visited my father in the rest home. His mind had faded with age, but he still seemed to recognize me. Yet, as we spoke, I realized that I didn't completely recognize him. His face was wrong, his mannerisms slightly off. He wasn't actually a part of my past. He wasn't my father at all. He was the third. When he moved to lay his hand on mine, I suppose I panicked, because everything went black. They told me there was blood everywhere. Not just the old man's, but the two orderlies who tried to stop me. Blood on the floor, the bed, the windowsill, and the letter opener in my hand. I suppose it's my fault for thinking I could escape the legend. But as the priest solemnly closes the book and they fit the rope around my neck, it all becomes clear. You see the three old men, and then you die.